arbitrary. You've got to know the rules, especially if you travel. A few years ago, well, I can tell you exactly, in fact, it was early 1994, I had a little run-in with the police. I was driving along Westway into central London with my wife, who was 6 months pregnant, and I overtook on the inside lane. Not a piece of wild and reckless driving in the circumstances. Honestly, it was just the way the traffic was flowing. But anyway, I suddenly found myself being flagged down by a police car. The policeman signalled me to follow them down the motorway and, astonishingly, to stop behind them on a bend in the slip road, where we could all get out and have a little chat about my heinous crime. I was aghast. Cars, trucks, and worst of all, white vans were careering down the slip road, none of them, I'm sure, expecting to find a couple of cars actually parked there, right on the bend. Any one of them could easily have rear-ended my car with my pregnant wife inside. The situation was frightening and insane. I made this point to the police officer, who, as is so often the case with the police, took a different view. The officer's point was that overtaking on an inside lane was inherently dangerous. Why? Because the law said it was. But being parked on a blind bend on a slip road was not dangerous because I was there on police instructions, which made it legal and hence, this was the tricky bit to follow, safe. My point was that I accepted that I had, quite safely, made a manoeuvre that was illegal under the laws of England, but that our current situation, parked on a blind bend in the path of fast-moving traffic, was life-threatening by reason of the actual physical laws of the universe. The officer's next point was that I wasn't in the universe, I was in England, a point that has been made to me before. I gave up trying to win an argument and agreed to everything so that we could just get out of there. As it happened, the reason I had rather over-casually overtaken on the inside lane was that I am very used to driving here in the United States, where everybody routinely exercises their constitutional right to drive in whatever damn lane they please. Under American law, overtaking on the inside lane, where traffic conditions allow, is perfectly legal, perfectly normal, and hence, perfectly safe. But I'll tell you what isn't. I was once in San Francisco, and I parked in the only available space, which happened to be on the other side of the street. The law descended on me. Was I aware of how dangerous the manoeuvre I'd just made was? I looked at the law a bit blankly. What had I done wrong? I had, said the law, parked against the flow of traffic. Puzzled, I looked up and down the street. What traffic? I asked. The traffic that would be there, said the law, if there was any traffic. This was a bit metaphysical, even for me, so I explained, a bit lamely, that in England we just park wherever we can find a parking space available, and weren't that fussy about which side of the street it was on. He looked at me aghast, as if I was lucky to have got out of a country of such wild and crazy car parkers alive, and promptly gave me a ticket. Clearly he would rather have deported me before my subversive